Think a minute. Are you bored? It's a sad life when we outlive our enthusiasm for it. That's why our biggest challenge is not to add years to our life, but life to our years. Then our heart and spirit won't grow gray before our hair does. Did you ever really want something? Like a big promotion or new job and career? A good education or a nice house? But then after you got it, it got old and just didn't give you the satisfaction you expected. So you're left still wanting something more. And you wonder, is this as good as it gets? Is this all I can really expect in life? A successful businessman said, "I climbed all the way to the top and found out there's nothing there." Even after he achieved everything he wanted, he was still empty and unhappy. You know, when you're bored and unsatisfied, nothing in life is really worth your full energy and time. You've got no real purpose or passion for living. Well, guess what? You're normal. We humans were made for such a high level of living and productivity, it's easy for us to get bored. And no one knows it better than our Maker. That's why He gives us expectations and challenges to push us to reach our full potential. Animals can be satisfied just to eat, sleep, run around a little, and call that successful living. But we humans can't do that, since we were made for much more. This is why Jesus says the only way we can have a full, satisfying life is when we spend our time and talents loving Him and others. We were created to give and make a difference in the world with our own unique abilities and personality. And it's only logical that your Maker is the one who can show you how to fill your place in the world and what's worth your time and abilities, something you know is making a difference in the lives of people around you. So are you fully satisfied with your life? Do you love how you're living? Why not ask Jesus to take control of your life every day? He'll give you your real purpose and passion for living, so you'll never battle with boredom again. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.